The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
And the talk number 1-300-872-911. We've got Jim on the line over at Brinsmead. G'day, James.
Yeah, g'day, John. How you going, mate?
Good, Jim. What are you saying?
Mate, I just wanted to talk about this latest unfortunate crocodile attack. Seems that all through mainstream media and social media, everyone's blaming the people feeding the crocodile up there, and that was the reason why the guy got attacked. Now, they had a bloke you were talking about this morning, this Damien Cow, and he's apparently a crocodile handler, and he was saying the crocodile wouldn't have been in the region had they not been feeding it. I find that to be a little bit strange, seeing as that area has been known as Crocodile Bend for the last 30 years. So there's obviously been crocodiles there.
Yes.
Yeah. Crocodiles will follow commercial fishing boats. They will follow recreational fishing boats. Plenty of people had barra taken off their lines by crocodiles. Yes, it's not a good idea to feed them, but you fall in the water anywhere where there's a crocodile and he's, you know, an opportunist predator, and those things will bloody come and eat you. Like, you know, you can't be just blaming the people and saying that's the only reason that he died. He died because unfortunate accident, he slipped into the water and there was crocodiles present. You know, that's the bottom line of it.
I'm just trying to work out the chances of a crocodile. Like, for example, how wide is the river up there? I mean, is it really bad luck that there happens to be a crocodile nearby when you actually, you know, end up falling into the water or whatever, or is there a high likelihood that there'll be a crocodile nearby? I just don't know the numbers in the Annan River.
It comes down to chance. Obviously, they were attracted to the area by people feeding, but there's plenty of areas where resident crocodiles hunt and live everywhere over northern Queensland. Like, I'll tell you a story about 20 years ago. I was bow hunting pigs out on a property out past Cooktown there, and there's a little series of dams out there about a kilometre and a half from the Mitchell River.
Yes.
And I was walking onto one of these dams, and I saw a crocodile at the other end of the billabong. Now, I was in full camo gear, if you can imagine, a leafy suit, face painted up, the whole bit, stalking pigs out there.
Yeah.
I saw this crocodile. I put the rangefinder on him, but 126 metres he was sitting on the bank.
Yeah.
Now, I was in camo gear, and I had bushes and everything all around me. I took one step forward, and that crocodile made me from 126 metres away just on eyesight. That's nothing to do with spell or sense of vibration or anything like that.
Yeah.
He snapped his mouth shut and he jumped back into that billabong. Now, if he was in the water, he would have seen me from that same distance. And if he was hungry and I was in the water, he would have come in and eaten me. So this perception that, oh, no, he wouldn't have been there or he wouldn't have grabbed you, these things can sense the slightest little, you know, movement, and they're attracted anywhere where there's humans. You know, they sense outboard motors. They know that fishing boats are around. They know that pro boats are around. They know that people are sitting on banks and that sort of thing. And they'll come up onto the bank. They'll travel 2 or 3 kilometres of a night time inland searching for carrion sometimes. We've had them pick up 85 kilo pigs 2 kilometres from water sources overnight and cart them off, you know. Like, it's just the way they operate, you know. It was unfortunate. Yes, it's not a good idea to be feeding the damn things, but don't be blaming these people as if that was the only reason, because there's been plenty of people taken by crocodiles in areas where they weren't fed. Like, you jump into the Mulberry there at Port Douglas, you know, I'll guarantee you're going to get eaten. You start splashing around in the water there, regardless of whether they feed them crocs or not.
Well, exactly. Do you know, there was an interesting study done by a bloke that put plenty of publicity here, probably a couple of years ago now. He had the drones and he was on a beach up in the Douglas Shire, and he just wanted to show how these crocodiles, you don't know they're there. You think, oh, well, if he's looking at me, I can look at him and see him. He had the drone up above this particular crocodile that couldn't be seen from the beach. He walked north, the crocodile would move north. Not visible at all above the water. He'd walk south and the crocodile would turn around and walk south as well, watching him the whole way. So the fact that they have, I don't know how he could do that, the crocodile could do that without surfacing, but must be one of the mysteries of, I don't know, parallax error or something, is it, Jim?
Mate, I can't really answer that question, but I know that they can see you and they do know you're there.
Yes.
And they've only just got to have those eyes above the waterline or the nose.
Well, he said there wasn't a nose or eye above the waterline either, and he did it time and time again. The crocodile knew exactly where he would go. Whether he'd go north, the crocodile would somehow or other, because the drone evidence was there, pick up that he was walking north and keep exactly the same distance offshore from his, well, I presume, a victim, or hopefully his victim. So it was a mystery, but he did it very scientifically, and a hell of a lot of people were astounded by it.
Oh, they'd be able to see out of the water, but what I'm saying is they can pick you up from above the water a couple of hundred metres away, submerge, come in, and then attack from under the water. So, you know, they're a very stealthy sort of animal. Like, you know, you can get antelope that are that sensitive that they will jump a gunshot or a string of a bow when you let an arrow go, and they'll get out of the way of an arrow.
No.
Yet they'll be... they'll be drinking by the water, and they still get taken by crocodiles, man. Like, they are a very, very efficient killing machine. So
well.
All I'm saying is, you know, they're all very quick to blame the people feeding the crocodiles. Mm. Yes, it's a stupid idea to do it, but you can equally blame the state government for not, you know, looking after people by reducing the number of crocodiles. You can blame people that didn't keep that track in good order where the bank subsided and he fell into the water. Mm. There's... You know, and as I say, fishermen attract crocodiles, outboards attract crocodiles, boat ramps attract crocodiles. There's many, you know, people swim in dogs and all sorts of things attract crocodiles. You've only got to go to the same spot on a river in North Queensland or the Cape day after day to wash your plates or something or other, and you've got a pretty good chance you're going to get eaten. So you don't do that sort of thing, you know.
Jim, this
is... Not everyone knows that.
This has been bloody interesting, I've got to say. Fascinating. Really appreciate this update. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
That's Jim. He lives at Brinsmead. My God, hasn't he got a wealth of information?